Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio, and thanks so much for joining us. This is Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with great shows week after week, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs dabble in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy businesswomen, and we're trying to make a difference. And today I am sharing Jan Fowler from The Beverage Butler. And it is a great product that is a must-have for this holiday season. You can go to thebeveragebutler.com and find out more about it. But before I bring in Jan, we had some tech issues. I'm going to share, an interview that I did with Doug Scott with AsSeenOnTV.pro talking about the Innovators Think Tank and how to become part of AsSeenOnTV.pro and get a commercial created for your business. So let's listen to that, and then we'll meet Jan Fowler.
So I'm here with Doug Scott, who is the president and CEO of AsSeenOnTV.pro, and he's the guy who is the innovator of this Innovators Think Tank that I took part of over the last few days. You know, I've made this cross-country journey, and so I wanted Doug to share with us how he decided to do this and why, when you're working with AsSeenOnTV.pro, this is a great extension to what you are doing for your company and your, you know, commercial and getting your name out there. So, Doug, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thanks for having me, Dori.
You know, we're standing here in his office, and you have to see him making faces at me. We're such grown-ups here. Okay, come on, Doug. Tell us all about this and why.
So, first of all, again, thank you very much for inviting me. And I've heard a lot of great things about your talk show and your journey across the country. And kudos to you for everything that you've done with Stadium Bags and your company. But we started Innovators Think Tank as kind of brainchild out of the opportunity for us to be able to get face-to-face with our clients. What we've realized over the years is that doing direct response television and doing DRTV campaigns is great. You can be strategic on the networks that you pick and the cities that you pick, but unless you have a good omnichannel approach and a good social media and digital platform, your chances of success are slim. So what we were able to do is get in front of individuals, give them the opportunity to meet with some people that we put together as kind of our dream team of individuals that could help them through the process. So when you come to Innovators Think Tank, a couple of things you're going to experience is meeting our advisory board that are headed up by a manufactured rep from Walmart, David Dial, who's done over almost $500 million in sales in Walmart. You're also going to be able to meet Joe Messina, who is a QVC rep who has gotten over 23 products on QVC in the last 3 years. And has a straight into QVC. You're also going to meet Griff Blackstone and Katie Zukowski, who run BMG Creative, which is a digital agency under the AsSeenOnTV.pro platform or umbrella. And they do killer work from social media integration to SEO to web development and things like that. And then also Marla Tabaka, who's a contributing editor for Inc. magazine and an author and a strategy coach who gives our clients the insight as to the challenges of an entrepreneurship and the challenges of a small business owner and how to feather through that on a day-to-day basis. So it's really a couple things. Again, ready to meet our advisory board and also for myself and my team to be able to meet face-to-face with individuals, give them a tour of our studios, and quite frankly, for some, to give them the warm and fuzzy of who they're working with and how we want to be with them, not for just one project, but for projects and for their marketing efforts down the line. So we're excited about it. We're going into our 7th one next year in January, and we couldn't be more excited.
How did Kevin Harrington become involved in all of this? Because that, you know, was like the icing on the cake, because it is a phenomenal board that you put together of great people and everything else. So how did that happen? Do we need to pause this so you have can answer that? Okay. See, and the busy life of an executive. It's not just mompreneurs that run around like crazy. Dadpreneurs do it too.
Funny thing is that I had met Kevin about 5 years ago on set of a project that I was doing with Women's Entertainment and Oxygen Network, where we were working with an individual from Home Shopping Network named Forbes Riley. And we had created a weekly show, and we were filming it, and he had actually stopped by out of the blue while we were filming, and him and I met in the green room, and we kind of hit it off. I was interested about I've seen him on Shark Tank, obviously, and I was kind of like, you know, interested in some of the things he was doing. He got a taste of my staff and the quality of work that we had done, and we exchanged business cards, and nothing ever came of it. About 6 months later, he had shot me an email saying, hey, I need something shot down in Fort Lauderdale. Do you guys have the ability to do that? And I said, well, yeah, we've got a 20,000 square foot production facility and studio, and I've got over 60 employees, and whatever you need, I can do. And so he came in and we shot it, and he was just absolutely blown away of our quality and my staff. And that one day led to a dinner that night, which led to a partnership that him and I have had since then. We do a lot of things together outside of As Seen on TV.pro, but really for me, it's about assembling people that have skill sets in areas that I think are beneficial for companies and small businesses. And in his particular case, direct response television, infomercials, direct selling, direct-to-consumer type of branding and imaging is really what his skill set and what he brings to the table horsepower-wise. So that, coupled with our ability to sell, market, and produce quality broadcast video and production, it really has led to a great partnership.
I have to say, as somebody who was part of the Innovators Think Tank and actually had the chance to sit down not only with Doug Scott but with Mr. Harrington, what an amazing person to talk to, and the fact that he has I have to tell you, he's got a great handshake, which is something my father always told me was really important, and he looks you right in the eye, and he makes you feel that he is actually hearing what you have to say, and his story is an amazing one, and he gives this time also to people to actually hear what they have to say, and you know what, it's a very validating thing as a customer, and as somebody who is now taking this leap to make these commercials and everything else, to come down here and to work with the staff that you have, I have to really applaud you, and I share it all the time when I talk about As Seen on TV.pro. There's like 20 different things that happen from the first time you get your first phone call to your commercial coming out, and the staff that is here that you head dug, you've got 20 different people doing one job. Each one does their own job. It's not one person doing 20 different things. It's 20 people concentrating on one aspect. That's what makes this such an amazingly professional place. So I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I know how busy you are. Let everybody know how they can get in touch and find out more about how they can take their company to the next level.
Well, Dory, as I look you into the eye, thank you for inviting me on your show. And thank you for coming by as you shoot in our studio today. But if you would like to get a hold of us, or if you'd like to have your product evaluated by one of our evaluation teams and get it in front of Kevin Harrington himself, you can go to asseenontv.pro and click the button Submit Product for Inquiry or Submit Your Product for Evaluation. Fill out the form with your contact information, and I'll have one of our product evaluators contact you for evaluation.
Thank you. And you know what? I hope you guys will take the chance, because you never know. So for all of us here at Word of Mom Radio, Doug, thanks so much for taking the time to share with us. Make it a great day.
Thanks for having me.
And do we have you here now?
I certainly hope so.
Can you hear me, Dory? We
do. All right.
Isn't technology awesome when it works?
Exactly.
It is so great when it actually happens. See, and yeah. You know what? This is why women think on their feet. You know, I was taking a shot. I didn't want to cut off what Doug was saying in the middle of what he was talking about, because that Innovators Think Tank is awesome. If you haven't gone, have you guys gone, Jan?
No, we have not, but we are definitely putting that in the future.
I'm telling you, it sounds very exciting. It's a great experience. It's a fabulous experience. And we're going to share more on later shows about it. But I'm glad that Jan is finally here and can tell us about this very cool product, the Beverage Butler. And I want you to give us kind of a little background on it first and then go into telling us about it.
Okay. My sister Bonnie and I always have, since we were pretty young, we bounce ideas off of each other. And a few years ago, we were at church, and there was a trash can underneath the coffee pot to catch the drips. And we thought, that doesn't look great. As we did go to weddings and such, we would notice people would put a tray on the floor with paper towels folded and or something. And sometimes they wouldn't put anything, and there'd be a mess. And one day, a little boy ran by and slipped on the spills. And we thought, well, this is a lot more serious than just the looks, and the looks is bad enough. So we did our due diligence looking all over the internet, and at that time we couldn't find anything that would meet this need. And so we did our design, and we did go ahead and file a patent because we have a hinge on it that allows it to fold. And just after the patent, I continually went back and searched the internet, and we did find a different product, but it was rigid and bulky, and we just we were happy with what we had designed. So that's basically where it came from.
It is such a cool product. I'm trying to explain, you know, because that's a hard thing about radio. We can't go on this visual, but you know, the just the construction of it itself, I love that the hinge that you have folds up and it actually can fit right in that spouted container that you use. You know, it's so funny because the first person I gave it to was my sister friend, who is my partner in safety bags and stadiumbags.com, because her granddaughter's at the house and they have the water on the counter. And she was like, this is brilliant, you know. And see, it's just, this is what I love about women. We start with why, you know,
right.
You saw something,
exactly.
you saw that it wasn't there. And since it wasn't there for you to get, you made it yourself. You know, I love
That's
that
right.
about us.
That's
what was
right.
it like for you? What was it like for you going through the patent process? Because women ask about that. People ask about that all the time. When you've got a product idea that nobody else, you know, we have a clear bag. People say to me all the time, do you patent your bag? I was like, I can't patent a bag. All you have to do is change a zipper. We didn't create anything
exactly.
new. You created something new. So how did you go about it?
Well, I did a lot of internet research. I was a at-home mom, and the computer was there, and I used it, and so did Bonnie. We look. I found inventorsdigest.com. And they had a patent attorney there listed in their advertisements. And I gave him an email one night. And we struck up a conversation, and it turned out that he had designed things for the military. That was his job before he retired. And we just hit it off. And he gave us a decent price, and he did the work for us. And I was just really thankful that there are places out there where you can get information. Inventors can look around and find things. So that's how we did it with him. He led us through the process. So that
you know,
was
I love hearing
amazing.
That. I really love hearing. You know why I love hearing that, Jan? Because people will say, oh, you know, those inventor companies, you know, I don't know if they're good, a good idea. I think it's terrific that that's where you went and that you found it really helpful, and it was a good resource for you to be able to use.
Yes, you see the names across the board in different areas of invention. It's kind of a small world of people when you get into it, and you get to person knows that person who knows that person. And, excuse me, the nonprofits, like InventorsDigest.com and United Inventors of America, they're there to help the inventor. And that's kind of a change because in the old days, there were a lot of scam artists out there. I think there still are. So you have to be really careful.
Well, And, you know, that is what people will say. But that's the whole thing. You know, you never know how something's going to help you get your idea going. And you always have to be open to how something like that can come about. What did you find was your biggest challenge in...
I think the biggest challenge is finding the courage to take the first step. And, you know, and then to keep going and keep going and keep going. Because it's really easy to just throw up your hands and say, this is just too hard. I don't know what to do. I've never done this before. But if you get out there and talk to people, striking up conversations on the internet or calling somebody, you know, pick up the phone. It's amazing the people that you meet and the help and the encouragement that you get.
It's very true. It's really true. Now, how did you wind up connecting with AsSeenOnTV.pro?
We just got a call last January from the Kevin Harrington offices, and I'm not real sure where they saw it. We are on eBay and Amazon, so I'm thinking that may be where. Yes, and we visited with their people, and I was amazed at how many different departments there are, and each department has their specialists, and they just lead you right through that too.
It's pretty remarkable, and you know what? I think it's truly a credit to their research team.
Absolutely.
Whatever, you know, the step one is them out there researching a product or looking for something that's unusual and things like that. And I really do think that it's so interesting and it's amazing because it's quite the process as you go through all of the different steps with them. And we're going to get back and talk about that, but I want to take a break really quick and say thank you to our fabulous sponsors today. Myra Batansis is a fabulous business owner of D&E Papel, which is a fabulously beautiful handmade cards and stationery and invitations, and it's absolutely beautiful. But I really want to share her not-for-profit organization, Create Happy Moments. It's in its fourth year, and they collect gently worn and new costumes, Halloween costumes, for underprivileged children in the Dominican Republic for their annual Carnival and Independence Day festivities, which is held during the month of February. It's a cultural tradition to dress up and parade in every village, town, and city throughout the country. Let's face it, here in the U.S., we celebrate Halloween by dressing up, but once Halloween's over, what are we going to do with those costumes? And I bet a bunch of you still have them on a chair somewhere or in the corner of the kids' room, and instead of packing them up, this is a project that you could really get behind. People can donate these costumes through the project, and they ship and distribute them into small schools where children who come from limited resources in the Dominican Republic can participate. And the project really allows these children who might not otherwise be able to experience, they get to wear these colorful costumes while participating in the country's traditions to dress up and enjoy the festivities and create happy childhood memories through this cultural event. You can find out more information at createhappymomentsdr@gmail.com. Please put those costumes to use instead of putting them in a bag. You know, this is such a great, worthwhile project that Myra does. And our other sponsor, of course, is stadiumbags.com. It's so exciting. I'm in the same place where Beth is, where we've gotten our commercials done with As Seen on TV. We're not live yet with them. Our website's being built. You can still go to stadiumbags.com and get those clear bags, because let's face it, professional and college sports, you now have to have a clear bag, anything bigger than the palm of your hand. They are sold right now exclusively on Amazon.com, and we're the only clear bags that Amazon sponsors and sells. They're $29.95 each with a three-year warranty because, yeah, they're that good. They're constructed in a 5mm 20-gauge temperature-treated PVC vinyl, and we worked with chiropractors on their design to ensure that StadiumBags.com are the finest see-through bags on the market. So again, you can go to stadiumbags.com and give yourself the gift of convenience, because you know what? Safety, it's in the bag. And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Jan Fowler talking about the beverage butler. I have to ask you, you know, you created this for the drinks, you know, the containers that have the spouts. Have you any other uses for it? Have you found any other uses where it's like, oh, never even thought about that for this?
Yeah, we have. We have a local cafe that, I'm having trouble this morning. I think everything's trying to stack up against us here. We have a local cafe that has one underneath their big ketchup pump, and they also have one under the tea. And it's amazing. There's always in the bottom of the ketchup one, and there's always tea in the bottom of the tea one. So, you know, they're doing their job. We have had people use them as a gift basket, because the container itself is a wonderful gift, like with little coffees or, you know, things, you know, different kinds of beverage sweeteners or flavor things. And I'm just trying to think. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's another idea.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I was actually looking at it where the way my desk is. And I was like, you know, I bet I could put one here and put some, you know, stash some things on the side where, you know, it's like, oh, I never have space for that when I'm working here at the desk. I mean, they're just, and it's so sturdy. I can't explain to you, you know, until you see it, just what a sturdy construction this is, and easy to clean, you know.
We've had people take the flap part and put in the back of the front seat of a car, and their kids would put the crayons or their iPhone or whatever in the pocket of the beverage butler right in front of them.
Wow. See, now there's another idea. And it's so funny. My daughter actually bartends at this little, tapas place here in New Haven, Connecticut, actually called the Anchor Spa. And it's just this great brand new little place. Fabulous food, great cocktails, but I out of the corner of my eye, can remember seeing one of them, and I'm actually going to let her have one and see how they like it. But hey, you know what? She deals with a lot of people in a lot of different places, and I can just see so many uses for this, but that's why I wanted to do this show before even Thanksgiving, because as holiday parties are approaching, you know, this is just, as you've got that punch out or whatever, and you've got those spouts, because they're all over. I mean, you buy those things everywhere now for so many different reasons. And this is just a fabulous product to have. And again, I love the fact that the hinge folds up and you can store it inside the container. It is really a great thing.
The way that it's made, too, you can stack 5 or 10 of them in a very small area, and it doesn't take very much footprint out of your storage. It's like a 5x5 inch, you know, or 6x6 inch, something like that. And you can stack them all just in one little area. And that was the big thing that I noticed. I don't want to talk about competitors, but the one that we did see right away after we had patented ours, it was so big and bulky, and we could not imagine where would you put it? You take up a whole cabinet with just one of those things. So yeah, the size of it and the fact that it folds and stores inside, you always know where it's at. That was a huge thing for us. But with the holidays and parties, thing that really we hear the most of is the stains from Kool-Aid or coffee, you know, that kind of thing. If it does hit the carpet or even on the counters sometimes, it can ruin your decor and be very costly, besides the danger of falling.
Well, you know, I always think about that when you see those permanent stains. And then you have to wonder if it can permanently stain your linoleum or your formica cabinet counter what is it doing to your insides?
Exactly.
That's a
exactly.
whole other show, Jan. That's
yes,
a whole
it is.
Other show for me to,
and that's
to
a,
try
that's,
to.
that's another thing about the beverage butler with the stains. We put food dye directly, red and blue, directly on the beverage butler and left it overnight, and it just rinsed right out. Because of the polypropylene, it does not stain itself. So that's, you know, might stain your insides. I'm pretty sure it would, but it won't stain the inside of the beverage butler.
And that's an amazing thing. It really is. I wish we had the visual to be able to show you guys. You can go to thebeveragebutler.com and take a look yourself at what a cool product this is. Again, you can go to thebeveragebutler.com, and once you see it, you know, it's just, that's where you look at it. When I got it, I was like, oh, wow, this makes sense. It's just one of those things.
We were so
like, huh.
Yeah. We were so excited when we had was sent our samples to the Kevin Harrington offices. We had three different of their people that talked to us after that, and they said, "Well, oh yeah, I saw it in the kitchen. They're using it in our kitchens here, and they're using it in the break room where they do the filming." So it, you know, that it just kind of feels good to think that they're there too with those people. It's just been a fun ride. It's a really fun ride.
I bet it has. So where do you see this going for you? What do you see in your future for this?
We are hoping. Right now it has been advertised around the country already, and we've got a lot of good feedback, and we're hoping that just continues, and the schools and churches and places homes all across the country at least will know what they are. It's the kind of product that you don't know you need it until you see it, and you go, oh, duh. So
exactly.
We just really hope that it just kind of explodes and that people find it.
So.
And then. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. And then.
And then who knows, you know, it might lead to another product or, you know, we just, that's one thing about this industry. You don't want to put all your eggs in the same basket. You always have to be thinking of the next thing that can help or add to this. So we'll see.
It's absolutely true. But that's what's exciting. That's what's exciting about the whole journey. You know, and I really appreciate that you came and spent time with us today, Jan, to let us know about the Beverage Butler. Again, thebeveragebutler.com. Go, and I'm telling you, you can't believe what a great product this is and what a wonderful idea and something that will, you know, keep people safe, keep things clean, and make it easier as you put those beautiful beverages out. You know, for people to enjoy. It just makes all the sense in the world. So, again, I really thank you for being here. And leave us with a good message, as, you know, that woman who worked from home and put her head together with her sister and created their own patented product. I love that.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity and letting us meet your followers. And we just hope that you have a wonderful week and enjoy the holidays.
Thank you so much. And, you know, coming up this week on Word of Mom Radio, we are going to be sharing Andrea Castaneda from Bravity, another person that I met through AsSeenOnTV.pro. And we are finally going to get our kickoff of our style program with David McDonald from Mac Hair. So it's exciting to be back in the full swing of things, you know, as we go along on this amazing journey that has been happening with Word of Mom Radio and going cross country and now getting settled back here to enjoy the fall in Connecticut. And it's just been, you know, quite a ride. And we thank you for being along with us. Again, Jan Fowler, thank you so much from the Beverage Butler. And we really appreciate you coming and sharing your awesome product with us. And until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for tuning in to Word of Mom Radio. And go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.